This is the news in brief from the United Nations. 13 months on from Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, severe violations of human rights and international humanitarian law have become shockingly routine, the UN Rights Chief said on Friday. High Commissioner Volker Turk told the Human Rights Council that his office had documented a wide range of crimes by Russia's military forces and affiliated armed groups since February 2022. These include summary executions, enforced disappearances and arbitrary detention, torture and sexual violence, as well as forced transfers of children and adults. Here's Mr. Turk addressing the Council.
International humanitarian law encapsulates minimum core values that, in the most distressing of circumstances, preserve our humanity. Even amidst the bloodshed of war, the rules of international humanitarian law especially protect the lives and dignity of civilians, wounded and sick soldiers, and prisoners of war. Nobody is above these laws.
In the course of its investigations, the UN Human Rights Office interviewed more than 400 prisoners of war. Mr. Turk stressed that while Ukraine, to its credit, provided unfettered and confidential access to places of internment, Russia gave the UN Human Rights Office no access, despite multiple requests, so Ukrainian prisoners of war could only be interviewed after being released. Almost 2 months after deadly earthquakes struck Turkey and northwest Syria, a large-scale humanitarian operation is still underway, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, said on Friday. In Turkey, where over 9 million people have been directly affected, the UN and partners have been supporting the government-led response, reaching some 4 million people with basic household items and almost 3 million with food assistance. The UN has also provided 4.6 million vaccine doses, mobile health clinics, and medicines. In Syria, where some 8.8 million have been affected by the earthquake, heavy rainfall in the northwest is causing more hardship for displaced families, flooding camps, and destroying thousands of tents. The UN and partners have been providing emergency shelter, food, water, sanitation, and hygiene items. Meanwhile, the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, said on Friday that more than 20% of Turkey's food production has been damaged by the earthquakes. The agency says fertilizer shortages and a lack of farm workers are making it hard to sustain basic food production. To Mozambique, where UN relief teams have warned that over 1 million people need help urgently to resist a deadly combination of simultaneous health emergencies. A cholera outbreak and other life-threatening impacts of the devastation and flooding brought by Cyclone Freddy are adding to the heavy burden of polio, COVID-19, and a continuing humanitarian crisis in the north, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Friday. Here's WHO's representative in Mozambique, Dr. Severin von Zylander, speaking from Maputo.
The flood caused by the cyclone's freak pattern are now receding, but access to safe water and sanitation is still challenging, and cholera cases are being reported from an increasing number of affected districts. In the coming weeks, the number of malaria cases will drastically increase, and the malnutrition rates, already very high, will go up. Climate change is not a future problem in Mozambique. It's here and now.
Mozambique's cholera outbreak is the largest in more than a decade. WHO and partners have supported the government with the rollout of a cholera vaccination campaign targeting more than 1.3 million people. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.